First of all, we've got our weekly visit with Ron Sanford. Let's go to Ron Sanford. We'll get back to all of this in just a moment. Ron Sanford, CEO and president of Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good. It's a beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, it is. All right. So do you have any good news for us in the banking industry?
Well, we've got a little bit on the economic front. Last week, the Institute of Supply Management reported their monthly results, and for the fourth month in a row, the U.S. services sector increased on the index. It's up to 57.8 at the end of September, and any reading above 50 is positive. It's a sign of expansion. So that's 4 months in a row, going all the way back to March when all the shutdowns began.
Well, that's really impressive when you consider how the shutdowns have impacted the economy.
Severely, and certainly in the services sector, which is, of course, is where you've got your restaurant employees, your hotel employees, your barbers, people that don't sell goods for a living, and we have a huge part of our economy dependent on that sector here. And so this is positive. It's actually the end of September. It's above where it was in February, which is before all the shutdowns occurred. So it's almost getting back on track as long as we don't run into any, additional issues
so
down the road.
When President Trump talks about the economy's great, or when he alludes to the economy coming back and the economy is doing really well, is he accurate in saying that?
I think so, on a national level, certainly. I think the comeback has been very uneven. If you look at unemployment rates, you see the Northeast still struggling, New Jersey, New York above 12% unemployment, California above 12% unemployment, Louisiana's just below 8%. I saw Nebraska is 4.5% unemployment. So the recovery is certainly uneven, but there's no question that the economy is recovering. And many expect the third quarter, when the results come out, the EDP growth to be higher than it's been maybe since going back to World War II.
Since economies are cyclical, and no matter how good an economy is, it doesn't stay good. No matter how bad an economy is, it generally doesn't stay bad. Sometimes they stay good longer, we love that. They stay bad longer, we don't like that. But it is cyclical. Could this unavoidable downturn in the economy that's going on right now because of the pandemic, could this lead to an automatic natural surge in the economy, regardless of who wins the election?
It could, Scoot. There's no question that in 2021, certainly towards the end of 2021, everybody expects the economy to be close to full recovery from where it was in February and March of this year. And I think there's probably enough pent-up demand that that could happen regardless of the election results. I think everybody may have a personal opinion about that, but I think the economy is expected to come back.
Now, obviously, people have not been spending money on some things that they ordinarily spend money on because they just don't have those options. So there's a little extra disposable income in a lot of bank accounts. And I guess the question is, are people going to continue to save, or are they going to be eager to go out and spend that money?
We are waiting to see that ourselves, Scoot, and we don't know yet. I've seen some data recently that's suggesting that the increase in the savings rate, which is still, it was at one point up around 20%, it's still 14 or 15%, and that's way higher than normal, which is in the 2% range. Yeah. But there's some sense that those savings are happening with people who have some wealth, who have decided that maybe they should quit spending, whereas others of us who go paycheck to paycheck have to spend what you earn just to buy groceries and pay rent.
Yeah, I think I'm ready to spend a little bit. I think I'm ready to do some things. You know, it would be nice.
Me too. Would love to have our country back.
More than I'm doing now. I'm spending an interesting amount of disproportionate time in my apartment. I mean, I'm kind of a homebody, regardless of what a lot of people believe. But I'm kind of a homebody. But I didn't expect to spend this much time in my apartment.
Yes, none of us did. None of us did. So we'll see how that all transpires and whether those habits, stick, or whether we quickly go back to our prior routines. Who knows?
All right. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for the positive news today on WWL.
You bet. Thanks, Scoot.